I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrissy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, for movie lovers, this weekend is all about the Oscars. For partiers, this weekend is the big lead-up to Mardi Gras. There are events for both groups on Saturday and Sunday.
Well, first on Sunday is the Academy Awards, and the Chatham Orpheum Theater is again hosting their Oscar Gala that night. And they've got the ceremony showing on the big screen, and they will have food at the bar there, as well as some signature drinks, like the City of Stars for La La Land and the Island Girl for Moana. The big difference this year is that the event is free. They want it to be a big community event, so it's just the food and drink that you have to pay for. Another Oscars party is happening at the Martha's Vineyard Film Center in Vineyard Haven, and people there can pose with a real Oscar statue. They can also compete for prizes, including a year of free movies there for the person who guesses the most winners.
So those are the Oscar events. Tell us about the Mardi Gras parties.
Well, Mardi Gras is officially Tuesday, and there's always big celebrations before Lent begins. So there is a Mardi Gras dance party Saturday night at Wellfleet Preservation Hall, and they have the Rip It Ups as the entertainment and some Cajun food to enjoy, as well as beads and masks and everything that goes with that. Then the Cape Cod Museum of Art in Dennis has switched this year from Oscars to a Saturday night New Orleans-style Mardi Gras celebration. And the music there is going to be by the Doc Raylove Ensemble, plus they've got some Cajun and Creole food. But the museum still has a nod to the Oscars. Partygoers can fill out an Oscar ballot Saturday night for the next night's competition, and whoever ends up getting the most categories right is going to split the pot gathered there with the museum.
People on the Vineyard on Saturday will have the chance to see an unusual style of dance show, which is actually happening on ice. Tell us about this.
Well, this is a production by Montreal's Le Patin Libre, and it's being brought to the island by the dance group The Yard. They had this group from Montreal there last spring as the troupe's U.S. debut, and they completely sold out, so they wanted to bring them back. And this is a group of five dancers, and they do what is described not as ice dancing, but skate dance on ice, with no competition, no sparkly costumes, but just a contemporary dance routine based on a glide move across the ice. This show that's on Saturday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. is called Vertical Influences, and that's actually the two parts, Vertical and Influences. And audience members watch half the show from the side of the arena, then they are physically moved to seats at the end of the rink to have the dancers skating right at them for the second piece.
And for a more serious type of activity on Saturday, the Unitarian Universalist Meeting House in Chatham is launching a series of programs on the U.S. Constitution.
This will be the first of seven weekly Saturday morning Freedom Forums on constitutional limits on change. Reverend Edmund Robinson is the minister there, and he was once a lawyer, and he's going to be joined by Don Baker, a political science teacher at Nauset Regional High School in East Ham. The topic this Saturday that will be discussed from 10:30 a.m. till noon, that's going to be constitutional structure, separation of powers, checks and balances, and elections. And they say audience participation is not only encouraged, but expected.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.